Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful souls, and welcome to Compassionate Light Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone had a wonderful week. So we are coming up on September very soon. Next week is September. And so today we are just doing a recap on our series, on who it is that we are. And so, you know, the first week of the series, we talked about you being that divine being. And then we talked about you being that great manifester. And then last week, we talked about the abundant one. So as you can see, you know, we are such perfect souls. We are who we are because we are meant to do those things that are within our hearts, that we are to be who we are as we have come here, and doing those things according to our personalities, how we speak, and they're all meant to be for us to be who it is that we truly are and what feels natural to us. And so before we, you know, keep going on and finish up and wrap up the series, I want to talk a little bit about what it is that's coming in for this weekend and for this coming week when it comes to this energy that you may already be feeling. And so if you are listening and you would like to kind of talk about whether it is what it is that you've learned, what it is that you're feeling when it comes to this energy that's coming in, if you're not quite sure for yourself on what it is that's coming in for you, what it is that you would need to work on this week, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. So for those who are new to me, I am a healer, teacher, a channel with the archangels, as well as a coach. So if you are at any point in need of some guidance, in need of understanding what it is that your spiritual team is wanting you to hear, what it is that they want you to see, I do coaching sessions where you can connect with me for an hour or two, and we can go over what it is that your spiritual team really wants you to see, what it is that they want you to see for you to grow, in order for you to really step into who it is that you are and your purpose, what it is that you are needing to see, what it is that you are needing to do in order to really move forward in achieving your goals, in order to really do those things that you are truly meant to do. And you can always reach out to me by going to facebook.com/compassionatelightradio. I also do channel messages on my page at facebook.com/healerandteacherkath. And when you book a session with me, we actually do it through Zoom, or we can do it through Messenger if that works for you. And I'm always here to help you and support you in your growth and in what it is that you are truly meant to do. So that is a little bit of who I am. And through this series that we have been going through, we have been touching on who it is that we are in the eyes of your spiritual team, in the eyes of your guardian angels, in the eyes of your spiritual guides, and also the archangels. You know, they want us to see who it is that we truly are and what it is that we have come here to do. And so that's why we did this series. You know, there is a shift going on in this world right now. And I had explained at the beginning of the series why I had changed the name of my radio show from Spiritual Guidance Radio to Compassionate Light Radio. And it's because of the shift that's happening in this world right now. And the shift that's happening is really there to unify us and to really there to help us to really step into who it is that we truly are. You know, without the masks, without really separating us because of what we look like or what background we're from, but to come as a unit, as a huge community, as one, being those divine, being that divine person, being that those divine peoples, and coming with our gifts, with our talents, coming in with what it is that's within us as one to really make the shift, using our dreams and desires to help this world, help other people, help each other to really make that difference. And so that's where this shift is going with, you know, within us and in this world. And so I want us to really see that. I want you to be able to see this change that's happening. And I know there's a lot of us that are feeling this shift, that are feeling that there's something more coming in the next few months, in the next year that's coming. And so this is why I am doing what I'm doing here on this platform, so that you can really step into who it is that you are and really go back to yourself, who it is that you are, who it is that the divine sees within you, to bring that out into the world, to really shine that out into the world so that you can do those things that you're meant to do, reach those people that you're meant to reach, and really help make that difference and make that change that is coming into this world. So if you're listening, if you'd like to share what it is that you're seeing, what it is that you're seeing within yourself, as well as within the community and this world, on what it is that you need to do in order to help this world, I want you to be able to share that here. And so that's why I'm here. I want you to be able to share those things that you're learning about yourself, about others, about what it is that's going on in your community. I want you to be able to share what it is that you're teaching to others, and also to use this platform to teach others of what it is that you're truly meant to teach, and share that with others, because there are others who are listening who are really needing to be able to see that they're not alone first, and that they are there to meant to also share who it is that they are and what it is that they're meant to do. So if you're listening and you'd like to be able to share that, as well as receive the guidance that you're not sure about from the angels, from the archangels, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So a little bit about the energy that is coming in this weekend. So some of you may be feeling this heavier energy that's coming in. This is to really help you to see that there is a rebirth coming in. There is this growth. There is this new beginning that's coming in for us. And so they really want you to really be able to see within yourself, look within yourself to see what it is that you need to bring out more of when it comes to who it is that you are. So when you do meditating, when you do some journaling, you're going to be able to draw out those things that you aren't. All the stress, all of those things that do not align to you. So it's important for us to really journal those out. What is it that is within your hearts, within your minds, that is not feeling good? What does not feel good to you right now? And to really write those down, but also to keep in mind of who it is that you truly are, that divine being that you are, that perfect soul that you are, that amazing and magnificent being that you are. And as you are reminded of this, as you, and you know, what I do and I encourage my clients to also do is write down on the top of your sheet that just reminding yourself of how amazing you are. Also, what helps is to remind yourself is all those things that you've done in the past that is amazing. All those things that you've done to help other people. That all those things that you've done in your life that has truly been amazing and that has made you feel good, to write those down on that sheet of paper. And so as you keep journaling, as you get rid of all those things that do not serve you, all of the stresses, all of those feelings that do not feel good, as you write those down, those things that remind you of how amazing you are is going to be there to keep reminding you that you can do anything, that you are amazing, that you are that perfect soul and that divine being, and that you can do anything that you truly want. And so as you go through releasing and letting go of those feelings, of those thoughts that are not aligned to who it is that you truly are, you're reminded of who it is that you really are. And that helps you to see that you can get through those challenges, that you can get through those things that, and it helps you to release all that is part of ego, all that is part of that humanness that we need to really release and let go so that we can truly see that magnificence that you are. So when it comes to who it is that we really are, we have to remember and keep in mind that we are able to do anything that we truly want to do. And so releasing those things that come in, you know, through your week that has been stressful, that has been, that came in when it comes to your feelings that are not aligned to your magnificence, to know that as you release those things that come in, that may be of anger, that may be of envy, you know, jealousies, any of those things that are not of love and not of who it is that you really are, And when we're reminded of those things that we truly are, those other things will fall away. All of that ego, all of those fears that are within, that need to be released, will be let go of when you truly remember that magnificence that you truly are. If I could talk today. So, these last few weeks where we talked about that divine being that you are, that person that you are, where you are able to manifest anything that you truly want. And last week when we talked about how abundant you are, what you are an abundant being, and being able to reach within and see that as you do those things that align to who it is that you are, and when you do those things that truly feel good within you, that there is no shortage of who it is that you are. There's no shortage of what comes in into your life. And so, as we keep remembering that, as we keep reminding ourselves of that, and, you know, we will continue to be talking about that throughout the weeks as we go through different series, as we go through different topics. It is just going to be a reminder of all the different areas within our life and how it is that we are those divine beings, that we are those people that can manifest anything that we truly want, because we are reminded that all those we really want, all those things that we really want, the happiness, the love, that is all meant for us. We're meant to live in love. We are meant to live in happiness. The divine wants us to truly live in happiness, in joy, all of those higher vibrations. They want us to live in that. And so we are those manifestors. We do manifest anything that we truly want, because the divine wants us to live in that joy. The divine wants us to have all those things that we truly want. But then those fears come in. Those doubts come in, saying that we can't have it, that we're not deserving of it. That is what it is that we need to get rid of. That is what it is that we need to release and let go of. And that's when we can truly start living that life that we're meant to live. So what does that look like for you? What does that look like for you in your life? What is it that you truly want? And so this weekend and this coming week, when it comes to this energy that's coming in, it's helping us to see what it is that we need to release. What fears are coming in? What doubts are coming in that you need to let go of in order to be able to see that magnificence within you, that divineness within you, that person that can do anything that you truly want within you? So those feelings of anger, those feelings of frustration, those feelings of worry, those are all because of fear and doubt that come in, that we may have picked up from others growing up, or we may have picked up because of you know, culturally, or it is because of just how we grew up, like within our families, you know, within our community, where we live, our location. But it should not stop us from seeing who it is that we truly are, what it is that we're truly meant to do. So what are those things that are coming in that we need to release so that we can have that new beginning, so that we can let that new energy in? So right now, if you're listening, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably. We're going to do a meditation now. And this meditation is going to help release. It's going to help let go of those fears and doubts as you go through this weekend, as you go through this coming week. And it's going to help you to see what it is that you need to release, what it is that you need to let go of, so that you can really shine in that divineness that you are, and to really be able to see what it is that you need to do in order to really move forward and what it is that you want. So if you're able to, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably or even lay down if that feels better for you. We're going to then close our eyes and take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as we keep breathing, we're going to place our heart, our hands on our hearts, and imagine this door in our heart space that is open, and we're going to invite our angels and guides as they surround our heart space. We are also going to invite our archangels. We have Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Samuel, Archangel Uriel. We have Archangel Zadkiel. And Archangel Metatron is also going to join us today. And as they surround us, they're going to fill us with their energy of love and light. And as they send it to us within our bodies, it's going to help to cleanse each and every one of our chakras. It's going to fill our bodies with this energy. So we're going to keep breathing in through our nose. Really breathe in that energy of love and light that they bring. And then we're going to breathe out. The energy that we don't need. So as we sit, as we are in our space, as we are filled with this energy of love and light, I want you to take notice of all the energy that you don't need. What does that look like to you? And what does that feel like? If you see words, what are those words that you don't need? Is it worry? Is it stress? Is it certain situations? as you see those, as you feel that old energy and what you just see drawn out of you, drawn out into the energy of love and light that the archangels bring, that your angels and guides bring. And as it is drawn out, it's going to be taken up into this cloud of energy above you, this violet cloud. It's going to be drawn up, and this old energy then will be transmuted. It's going to be transformed. And this new energy comes down like rain. This new energy, the sparkling energy, comes down and fills you up. So it's going to rain down on you, into your energy. As this new energy comes in, the archangels are going to help ground our energy. So from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's this bright white light that goes through. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this green, gold, and blue energy that comes up as these orbs of energy that comes up through your feet. Filling your body, all coming all the way up. And as it comes up, we're also going to receive this rainbow energy that comes in through our crown chakra, filling each and every part of our body. As it meets with a grounding energy, with these orbs of energy, and this rainbow energy goes all the way to our feet, out through our feet, spreading to all of those who are needing it. And these orbs of energy that came up from the ground is going to spill out over our crown chakra like a fountain of water. And it's going to spill over onto the ground, meeting with that rainbow energy that came out through our feet. And as these energies spread out, we are then wrapped in this cloak of energy from Archangel Michael, wrapping us to help really integrate this energy that comes in from our angels and guides, from the archangels, and from source energy. As we are wrapped, I want you to take a few deep breaths into your nose, your mouth, releasing all of the old energy, all of the energy that we no longer need. And And as we go through this weekend and this week, this energy is going to help you to really move forward and release all that you no longer need. So when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. Then you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So that is a meditation that you can do over and over again as needed. And it's really going to help you to understand what it is that you need to release, help you to understand what it is that you need to see when it comes to who it is that you are, that love and light being that you are. And so, as we go through this weekend and this week, as we get ready for September, this week is about renewal. And it's about releasing all those that are no longer who it is that we are, so that we can truly see what it is that we need to do in order to truly do those things that we're meant to do, in order for us to see who it is that we are, but also to be able to achieve those goals that you truly need to achieve, that you really want to achieve. So what are they? So if you already know what it is that you want to achieve when it comes to next month, yeah, I encourage you to write that down. But this month is not over yet. So what are those next steps that you need to take in order to achieve those goals that you had set for yourself this month? We still have a whole week to go. And so, and to understand, you know, they want you to understand that it's never too late to be able to take those steps and reach your goals. So thinking about what it is that all those goals that you set for yourself this month, or even at the beginning of this year, what are those goals that you set for yourself? And to know that it's never too late to achieve those goals. You know, a lot of times we have these setbacks when it comes to our goals, or setbacks that we think are setbacks. But we're always reminded through different things, whether it is, you know, if you follow the whole moon cycle, you know, the full moons, the new moons, you know, we're reminded that we can start again. Or if you follow where, you know, whether it's the beginning of the month, you know, setting those new goals, whether it is yearly resolutions that you make at the beginning of the year. Those are all reminders for us that it's never too late. We always have these chances. So to remember that we always have chances to achieve our goals, do those things that we truly want to do. So I want you to be reminded this week, as you do your journaling, as you do some meditating, what were those goals that you wanted to achieve? And to know that you can always go back to them and start again. Being reminded that you are that divine being, that you are amazing, that you can do it, that you can do anything that you truly want to do. So what are those goals that you wanted to achieve that you might have forgotten or you might have set aside because you didn't think you could do it? But to know that you can. And what helps is to really be reminded of those times when you were able to get through challenging things, when you were able to get through and achieve other goals that you've had. Now, I get reminded a lot of, you know, through, you know, talking to other people, through hearing other people talk, how, you know, they talk about how old they are or, you know, how old their goals may have been, and they just kind of let it go because they didn't think they could do it or they're too old to do it. But we are always reminded that no matter, and you can see it through people around you, people that you may associate with or you may see on the news or see on TV, that it's never too late to really do those things that you truly want to do. But also to be reminded that we are here to do those things that are within our hearts, that are within us, because there are people out there who are needing that reminder, that are needing to see through you that they can do it too, that they can get through anything, that they are able to achieve those goals. And when you share of your successes, when you share of what you've done in your life, like, you know, when you go to the grocery store, when you go outside and hear about all of these people achieving their goals, they are reminders for us that we can do it. They are, when you share of your achievements, when you share of how you've reached your goals, not only are they reminders for you when you are faced with other challenges, when you're trying to reach other goals, but you help others to realize that they can do that too. And that's why we're here. That's part of why we're here, to help when we, and remember, it all starts with us. When we step out of our comfort zone, take those next steps, and achieve those goals, when we do those things that we truly want to do, and take those steps that come in from the divine, showing us how to get there. That is also how, and then we share it with other people. You know, we have to remember that we are all teachers and healers ourselves, each and every one of us. Even though you may not call yourself a teacher or a healer, that's what you are. And so when we are able to achieve those goals, when we are able to do those things that remind us of how amazing we are and share that with others, you help others to be able to see that they are able to do that too, that they are able to reach their goals, that they're able to see that magnificence within them as well. And that is what's going on in this world right now, where this shift is going. Next year, we are going to be in a great year. There's going to be so many things happening. But it's important for us to see that and prepare that right now. And yes, every year is a chance for us to really see that divineness within us through learning more about our gifts, through learning more about what it is that we can do and the amazingness that you are, that magnificence that you are. And so this weekend, this week, I want you to just let go of those fears. Let go of those doubts that come in saying that you can't do it. Remind yourself of all those times when you were able to do it. And even the littlest thing, maybe little to you, but it can be big things for other people. For instance, you know, my oldest is going into junior high this year. He's starting next week, sixth grade. And it reminded me of when I was in sixth grade and how nervous I was, because it was going to be so different. You know, we went to orientation with him, and you know, they're talking about grades and they're talking about expectations from teachers. And it reminded me of my time in junior high, how it was so different from elementary school. You know, because elementary school, we didn't have grades, but going into junior high, we had grades. And I remember how nervous I was, how scared I was to, you know, be going in. And I was relating my fear with how he must be feeling, because, you know, he has been, you know, acting out a little bit. He has been seeming unsure. And this reminded me of how much that I was able to, once I got through that first week, the second week of junior high, and just really, you know, getting used to it, you know, really being able to then see, you know, how sixth grade really was and really being in it, that those fears I had before going in really was able to, it dissipated, because, you know, I was able to then, you know, confront it and step out of my comfort zone. Although, you know, it wasn't really one that I could avoid, you know, but seeing him getting ready for sixth grade reminded me of my time when I was afraid, but I was able to get through it, and I was able to succeed and get through each and every one of those fears that I had. And being reminded of that, I have been able to then share with him, with my son, that yes, you know, there's these fears that come in, but to know that he can do it and that he's able to, even though it sounds scary, you know, when we went to orientation, you know, meeting with his new teachers, that he can do this. And reminding him also of his first day in kindergarten, when he went to elementary school, not knowing what to expect. And so, you know, he is now, you know, more prepared on being able to step into junior high, being able to step into this unknown. First, knowing that he does have that support, you know, from his parents and his teachers, you know, especially after we talk to his teachers, you know, he's able to understand that he has that support when he needs it. But me being able to share with him my experience from when I was in junior high was able to help him to see that he can do this. So in the same way, as you step into the unknown when it comes to your goals, when it comes to stepping into doing those things that you truly are meant to do, whether it's through work, a new business, if you're creating one, if you are starting a new school or new studies of any kind, new relationships, even. If that's you, I want to encourage you to first, you know, when it comes to meditating, journaling, remind yourself of those times when you were scared to really step out of your comfort zone. Those times when you wanted to achieve goals and your next step was scary and worrisome because you didn't know what to expect. But then also to see that you are able to do it. You're able to get through. You're able to achieve that goal. So those are reminders for you as you step into the unknown in the next few months or even this next week as you know, achieve those goals that you set for yourself. So what does that look like for you? So I want to encourage you to do that. And this helps you to heal. This helps you to let go of those fears and doubts and to be able to take those next steps and achieve those goals that you want to achieve. Do those things that you really want to do. So what does that look like for you? And if you'd like to share, please give me a call at 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And to know that you can do this. And to not be afraid to share them with other people. As you achieve those goals, it's not being selfish for you to share all those things that you've achieved. But they are there, and it's for you to share your goals. It's for you to share what you have achieved so that others can be reminded. Others can see that they can do it too, that they are able to do that also, that they are also that amazing person that can do those things that they really want to do. So what does that look like for you? So as you do the releasing of your fears and doubts, what you'll start to see is clarity on what your next steps are. You are then able to see what it is that you are needing to release and let go of. All those worries, all those fears and doubts. And also, if you are feeling it within your solar plexus, and a lot of times we do when it comes to fears, if you have those fears, you feel it in your solar plexus, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Uriel, because Archangel Uriel is going to help you when it comes to those fears and doubts. When it came to the series that we did on who it is that we are, it was a reminder for each of us that we are beings who are able to do anything that you truly want to do. We are beings who are able to attract anything that we truly want. And we are beings that are abundant in every way. And there is no lack, there's no shortage when it comes to who it is that we truly are. So if you are being who it is that we are, you really are, doing those things that you truly love, that truly makes you happy, you can see through someone. You can see through within yourself that happiness. You can feel it. And it also helps you not to feel burnt out, because we're doing those things that we truly love. We help those around us. When we are truly happy, when we are doing those things that we love. And there's no, and it just doesn't run out. Because we are doing those things that we love. You know, if you think about those times when you had fun, you were doing, you were outside having fun, whether it's with yourself, with your family, with your friends. I want you to think of those times. When you think of those times, were you able to keep going? Did it feel like it was hard? Or did it feel like it would even run out? Because when you were truly having fun, where did you feel, remember that energy that you felt or that you feel whenever you are doing those things that make you truly happy? So it's being reminded of that as well. How did that feel? And if you really think about it, you probably can say that you can do it endlessly, that you can keep going because you were having so much fun and because you were really yourself. So it's being reminded of that and then doing those things that you truly want to do. So if you'd like to share that of those times for you, or if you'd like channeled guidance or channeled messages, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. And so you know, I want us to really, truly see that you are so amazing. You know, I met with friends this week because, you know, I had friends who had birthdays, and then met with new people because of my friends. And met with some amazing people doing amazing things, whether it is what it is, them traveling to all different places and doing amazing things in their travels, in their lives. And it always amazes me how much that, like, I still need to do it too. Oh, that's one thing, you know, I still need to do in my life. But to see how other people see their amazingness, just how much that they can do, how they can reach their goals. And I want to hear that from you as well. I want to see that from you. You know, I may be on the radio once a week, or you may be able to connect with me on Zoom or Facebook. But through the years that I've been on this platform, I've been able to hear of people's growth. I've been able to feel people's growth. And it's amazing to hear, and it's amazing to see how much someone could grow within a few weeks, few months, few years, and I want to see that in you as well, especially right now, because your gifts, your abilities, who it is that you truly are needed. And even though you may not connect with me live on radio or on radio chat, or on Facebook, I want you to know if you are seeing that growth within you, no matter how small it may seem to you, to know that you are amazing and that you can do so many things. So I want you to really listen to your heart on who it is that you are, to shed away the masks that come in because of what other people say, to shed away that mask that you wear in front of others because you want to be portrayed, or you want to be liked by others. But to know that who it is that you truly are in every way, no matter how you talk, no matter how you look, no matter how you feel, no matter how you think, that who it is that you are, truly who it is that you are, that person that makes yourself feel amazing, that person is needed. And you're going to know it within you, and others will also feel your energy, your true energy, And that is what attracts others to you. That is what attracts all those things that you manifest, that you want to manifest to you. And that abundance that's within you is what shines out and doesn't run out. So what does that look like? What does it look like when you let go of others' expectations? When you let go of that need to be liked by certain people? And you're able to truly be you. So what does that look like? And yes, if you're used to hiding behind masks, there is going to be fear that comes in. Fear that other people are going to judge you, that other people are going to think differently of you. But that doesn't matter. In the end, you need to be happy with you. You're the one living your life. So what does that look like? And to know that those people who truly love you, those people who are truly meant for you, are still going to be there for you. So it's about living who it is that you truly are first. It starts with you. So what does that look like? And through this weekend, through this week, I want you to journal on that. I want you to be able to see that within you. If you're needing to remember, you have the support of your spiritual guides. You have the support of your spiritual angels. You have the archangels there. And then you have people like myself and even other hosts on this page, on this network, to support you. So what does that look like for you? And when you are able to then shed away everything else that's not who it is that you are then able to receive and attract and have that life that you truly want. So what does that look like for you? So if you're listening, last call for any calls, if you need some guidance, some messages, or would like to share what it is that you've been learning. My number here again is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. So let's take our call, area code 415. Hello, Carla. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne calling from Washington State.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Pretty good. I would like guidance on what angels are around me. That I have to make a lot of decisions, like in the next 2 weeks, like 2 weeks to a month. I have to make a lot of big decisions I don't really still feel clear about.
Okay, so I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you first. And so he's stepping forward to let you know that you are truly supported. Okay, so whatever it is that you really want to do, to know that it is coming in for you and to follow it. Because he does see that heart within you. And he sees how... And what I also see is you have this great intuition, and they want you to really follow it. So letting go of those fears and doubts and worries that come in, that's really going to help you to be clear on what it is that you need to do in those options that you have, okay?
Yeah.
Archangel Uriel is also stepping in for you to help you when it comes to your identity. So it, just like we were just talking about, the fears and doubts and worries, she's there also to help you to clear that, okay? So do some journaling. Let go of what others' expectations of you are, what others might, you know, other people in your head. Clear that out. Okay? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, maybe like old voices of the past. Yeah. What do you do? Yeah.
Yep. And what other people expect of you, clear that out and know that your decision, what it is that you want, it's there and that it's meant for you. Okay?
Right.
You know what it is. So, I'm so excited for you because you have great things happening. And so trust in yourself. Trust your gut. Archangel Uriel, Archangel Shamuel stepping forward. Archangel Zadkiel is also there to help you with this transformation that's happening. So, those fears and doubts, you have to really just let them go. Write it all down, and whether it's burn that piece of paper, rip it up and throw it out, anything that comes in that it creates that fear and that worry, write it all down. And to know that what it is that you really want for yourself is there and it's reachable. You're able to receive it. Don't worry about the how, but to know that it's going to be there for you. Okay?
All right. And
what other?
Oh, go ahead.
No, what other questions did you have on that?
Oh, because you said I know what I want, but I don't. But nothing comes up then.
So you have all these, and you had mentioned it at the beginning. Like you have all of these different options for yourself. So as you do this clearing of the fears and doubts, as you do some meditating, it's going to come to you. But listen to that initial reaction, that initial what comes in right away. And then you're going to know. Also, what makes you feel good when it comes to looking at these different options for you? So whatever feels really good to you, go after, even though you may not think that you are qualified for it or it doesn't match your skills. If you have that desire for it, if you really truly want it, know that that's meant for you.
Got it.
Okay. And, you have great things coming for you in the next few months, and I'm so excited for you. Create that excitement for yourself, and also picture, dream about what it is that you really want when it comes to these next steps for you, because it's going to help you to really move forward in that direction. Okay?
All right. And Zadkiel is known as the angel of
Zadkiel is known for, so the name Zadkiel, it's for transformation. So it helps you to really, with new beginnings. So I do see there's a lot of different things that is shifting for you. Okay. So trust in yourself and what it is that you really want. You know, feel into that happiness. You know, what is it going, What is it that you really want? Not going for something just because you want to settle into something or because of different things like money or finances or resources of any kind, but to know that you want to go towards what makes you happy. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
You are very welcome. Have a great week. All right. So, you know, just like I mentioned, and thank you, Anne, for calling. We have to remember that who it is that we really are is that divine being, that amazing person who is meant to do what it is that we truly want. So what is it that we truly want? And when we let go of those fears, when we let go of doubts, when we let go of those worries, and remember that we're supported, that we're always guided, and that we're always going to receive those things that we want, that then, it's then we can really move forward into those goals that we want to achieve, into what it is that is meant for us. And it, just a reminder that we are meant to live in joy and happiness. We are meant to do those things that we truly desire. It is meant for us to do those things that we dream about. And even though we might not be able to see how it's going to come in, it's important for us to see that there are so many different opportunities. There are so many different ways that we can receive those things that are meant for us. Those opportunities, those experiences that we may not have even thought of, but that divine has thought of. And so what are those things coming, those experiences, those opportunities coming in that is meant for us to say yes, that's meant for us to really step out of our comfort zone and say, okay, I am going to trust. I'm going to let go of my worry. I'm going to let go of my fear and trust that the divine has me, supporting me, guiding me, because they have our best interest at heart. And to take that step. When we say yes and take that step, there are amazing things that can happen. You know, we talked a little about magic last week because my boys have been into magic. And when it comes to magic, we end up seeing things that we didn't think we can see. So it's the same way when it comes to the divine and the universe. We are led down these paths in our life. And we may not know exactly how we're going to reach our end goal, our what it is that we really want. But these paths that we take, when we say yes to them, helps us to get there. And whether it's through going through different challenges, whether it's going through struggles, but these struggles are there to help us to be stronger, that helps us to be more confident in ourselves, that helps us to see what we can do, which is anything that we truly, that we can do anything. And so the divine shows us in those ways, helping us to get through those challenges, helping us to get through those times where it's difficult for us. And myself, I'm here to remind you of those times when you did go through something difficult, but you got through it. And when we go look back, we see just how brave we were, how strong we were, how much more confident that we are now because we went through what we went through. And that's to help us to move even further in our journey, to help us to grow, to help us to get through the next step. Even though we may have other fears that come in, but to, our past reminds us that we can do it, that we've been through something challenging already. So why can't we do the next? And to be reminded through that support that we have. And we were also reminded that through our dreams, through what it is that we truly want, that it is meant for us. So I encourage you to this weekend to let go of those fears, let go of those doubts, let go of those things that other people might have said as you were growing up, telling you you can't do something. Because those things that other people told you, those were their own things that they needed to heal and let go of themselves. But they weren't able to. And so, because they didn't see it in their own life, they bring out those fears into other people. Not usually inadvertently. You know, usually it's not on purpose. But it's important for us to truly let go of those voices that have told you you can't do something or that you're not good enough in some way. But to know that you can do it because of those experiences that you've had in your life that showed you that you can. So, what's coming in this weekend that you need to really let go of so that you can truly see the magnificent being that you are that can do anything that you truly want to do? And what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want out of your life? What is it that you want to achieve? Whether it's where you want to go, whether it is what you want to do when it comes to your career, whether it is what it is you want when it comes to love and family, what is stopping you from getting there? No, it's not finances. It's not anyone else. Those are things that we can let go of. But when we say yes to those next steps that come in from the divine, trusting that they are going to get you through it, they are going to give you everything that you need so that you can achieve your goal, and say yes, that's when we get closer to what it is that we want, being that great manifestor that we are. And then also being able to see that we are that divine being. And being that divine being just the way you are. We were all created differently. We're all unique. But it's all meant for us to be that way. We're all meant to be unique in so many different ways. So what does that look like? What does your authentic self look like? Who it is that we truly are is being authentic, our authentic self. So what does that look like? Without worrying about what others might think, without worrying about what your family might think, it's important for us to be who it is that we are. And who it is that we are is important. Who it is that we are is needed in this world. Your gifts, your talents. Yes, each and every one of us has gifts and talents. Every one of us has abilities that is needed. And I want you to truly believe that. I don't care who you are, but I want you to know that you, who you are, is amazing. You have gifts and abilities that is needed in this world. Whether it's through writing, whether it's to speaking, whether it's just you thinking that you're just sharing what it is that's going on in your life. That's needed. As long as you are being authentic to you, as long as you are being true to who you are, in whatever way that it looks, you are needed. And that's why you are who you are. Because you are needed. And right now in this world, with the shift that's coming in this world, you are needed. Your gifts are needed. Your talents are needed. How you are, how you go out into the world and show yourself is needed. Doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter how you think. Doesn't matter what you do. But if you have that desire, and if you are being who it is that you truly are on the inside, within, I want you to know, if you're listening, and you'll be listening, that you are needed. Your gifts, your talents. Even if you think that you're really not doing anything but sharing what you've been through in your life, to know that that's needed too. Other people need to hear it from you. Other people need to see that in you. So I want you to know that you, no matter what it is that you can do, that you are needed. Your authentic self is needed, no matter what it looks like. You know, so many times we grow up and society expects us to be a certain way. Society expects us to act a certain way. But that is not who it is that you truly are. And to know who it is that you truly are, no matter what that looks like, that you are needed. Whether it is helping someone on the street who's fallen, whether it is just listening to someone riding on the bus, They're just being there to listen. That's what's needed. So what can you do today? What can you do this weekend? What can you do this week to see how it is that you are needed? And I want you to reflect on your special gift, your abilities, and not abilities and gifts that other people might think that are abilities and gifts, but abilities and gifts that you know that you have, whether it's just listening, whether it's helping someone in any way, giving something you have in any way, your time, your energy, those are all gifts, if that's what you're giving. So what is it that, who is it that you are? So I want to encourage you to reflect on all of that as you journal. And yes, it's all, there's a lot of things, but to know that who you are is so important. That you are so amazing. That your life is so important. And as I share this with you, as you listen, I encourage you to share that with others of their importance because of who they are, no matter what it is that they may be doing for themselves and for others. In that you are who it is that you truly are, your authentic self is so important and so needed. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. And as always, I'm sending you all lots of love and light. There's a lot of different energies coming in, and we're going to be going into September next week. We are starting a new series next week. It's going to be on gratitude. So be sure to tune in next week as we start the series. And, you know, as we start to get into the holidays, you know, we tend to think of the holidays and think of gratitude then. But it's so important for us to think of gratitude and having that gratitude mindset all the time. And it really does change and shift our energy. So that's why we're going to be starting that series next week. And I encourage you, if you are listening, to, you know, you may have heard about gratitude journaling or really just, you know, writing about different things that you're grateful for. So I want to encourage you to do that, and also encourage you to share that with us as you listen to the series starting next week. But this weekend, to really let go of those fears, those worries, those doubts, so that you can be clear on who it is that you truly are and what it is that you're meant to do. Because when we are who it is that we are, our authentic self, and also believe and trust that the divine is going to show you your next steps, the hows of everything, to really achieve your goals and to really be able to step into who it is that you are, that is when we can live in that joy and happiness that you're meant for and do those things that you're truly meant to do. and also to really help make a difference in this world and make a difference in others' lives. So sending you all lots of love and light. If you still need a little bit of clarity, be sure to reach out to me at facebook.com/compassionatelightradio. You can message me there at any time. If you need someone to just talk to, if you need someone to listen to what it is that you're going through, I'm always there. I may not be able to always, I may not be able to reach back out right away, but to know that I will reach back out to you and, you know, we can have that conversation if you need it. And then also, if you know of others who are needing to listen to this message, needing someone to talk to, needing some guidance, please be sure to share that with others. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and great week. I'll be back on next week and look forward to talking to you soon. So sending lots of love and light, and have a wonderful and fabulous week and weekend. So bye-bye for now.